Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 9 regarding Margaret Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Margaret Gibson is a 34-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2-3-21. But at that time, she received her second COVID vaccine. Perigee states this was given high up in her arm. Period 48 hours later, she developed severe pain, numbness, and tingling in the left arm and hand. Perigee did go to Jefferson Hospital emergency room on 2-4-21. Period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a diagnosis of bursitis and a small rotator cuff tear. Perigee, these were treated without surgical intervention. Perigee, she also mentions being diagnosed with SIRVA, S-I-R-V-A, relative to this injection. Period. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Gibson alleged that her second COVID-19 shot was administered too high and injured her left shoulder on 2-3-21. Her treatment record shows she was seen at the emergency room on 2-4-21. Period. They noted she was a 33-year-old female with a history of anxiety and lumbar disc disease who presents for evaluation of her left arm numbness and tingling. Period. She got a COVID-19 vaccination shot yesterday in the left deltoid, and she started to experience symptoms immediately. Perigee reported that the injection was given too high in the arm, and she started to experience pain and tingling in the distal upper extremity. Perigee, her symptoms had been persistent. Perigee had pain at the injection site. Perigee also reports pain in the left side of neck musculature exacerbated by movement. Period. There were no specific aggravating factors, and she was not taking anything for either. Period. History was also remarkable for anemia, hirsutism, and seasonal allergies. Period. She was evaluated and was found to have normal range of motion of the musculoskeletal system with no tenderness. Appeared there was no description of any signs of infection, erythema, or swelling at the injection site. Appeared she did complain of paresthesias in the left upper extremity. Period. She was rendered a diagnosis of neuropraxia of the left upper extremity, which she was treated and released. Period. On 2-10-21, she underwent an MRI of the left shoulder at the referral of Dr. Gigliotti, G-I-G-L-I-O-T-T-I. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she was also seen at Jefferson Occupational Health on 2-11-21. They also ascertained a history of L5 pain with chronic radiculopathy and surgery for skin cancer on her neck. Period. Examination showed a questionable injection site mark, barely visible, approximately 2 centimeters from the acromion landmark. Period. There was no erythema, contusion, or edema. Period. Peripheral pulses were intact and capillary refill was brisk. Period. She had normal 2-point discrimination and no signs of lymphangitis. Period. Her strength and range of motion were normal in the left shoulder. Period. She displayed a protected posture of the left shoulder. Period. Cervical spine exam found spasm of the left paracervical and trapezius muscles, but was otherwise unremarkable. Period. She returned on 2-16-21 when the results of x-rays of the left shoulder were normal and the MRI report was also noted. Period. She reported no change in her symptoms. Period. She was taking Zyrtec, Motrin, Pepcid, and Flexeril as needed for chronic low back pain. It appeared she was tearful after reading the results, but was reassured by this clinician. Period. Exam of the left shoulder was the same as on the previous visit, as was the exam on the cervical spine. Period, she was diagnosed with suspected SIRVA, for which she was prescribed a Lonergan patch, and continued ibuprofen and Flexeril. Period. She was also seen on 2/23/21 in this facility by nurse practitioner Meehan, M-E-H-A-N. Appeared she had been seen weekly in this office and had been to physical therapy twice. Appeared she reported increase in range of motion and decrease in pain as compared to previous visits. Appeared she reports compliance with home stretches as she is fearful of frozen shoulder. Appeared her primary complaint at that time was pain at night and pain and soreness after therapy. Appeared she reports, quote, burning, end quote, in the left trapezius. Appeared she was taking Flexeril as a relaxant at night to aid in sleep and using NSAIDs on an as-needed basis. Period. She was prescribed a steroid dose pack for neurologic symptom management. Period. She was to stop Flexeril and begin a trial of Tramadol in conjunction with extra-strength Tylenol. Period. She was to return in 1 week to assess the effect of methylprednisolone on her symptoms. Period. On 2/11/21, she underwent x-rays of the left shoulder that were read as normal. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Gibson was also seen neurologically by, scratch that, physiatrically by Dr. Nod, K-N-O-D, who performed an EMG on 3/3/21 to be inserted here, period. New paragraph, the petitioner was also seen on 3/26/21 by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, period. She had been in physical therapy with overall improvement in symptoms, but symptoms of pain still persist. Period, at one point she was told her symptoms were likely related to SIRVA, S-I-R-V-A. Period, Dr. Gupta performed x-rays of the left shoulder, demonstrating no fractures or subluxations. Period, there was mild AC joint degenerative joint disease. Period, she also noted the report of the left shoulder MRI from 2/10/21. Period, examination found no ecchymosis or edema or focal tenderness at the left shoulder. Period, range of motion was functional in all directions and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, she had minimal pain with cross-arm horizontal adduction. Period, Dr. Gupta issued a diagnosis of left shoulder bursitis with mild rotator cuff tendinosis and tiny partial interstitial tear, but symptoms are likely coming from separate bursitis from SIRVA. Period, she explained that even if the injection did puncture her rotator cuff, she would not expect the level of pain she described considering the MRI findings. Period, Dr. Gupta believed this was an inflammatory reaction from cervical neobursitis. Period, they agreed to pursue a corticosteroid injection and additional physical therapy. Period. The injection was administered into the left subacromial space using the posterior approach. Period. She continued to see Dr. Gupta on 4/23/21, having done well with the cortisone injection. Period. She complained of a popping sensation in her left shoulder, which can be painful at times. Period. Her progress was monitored over the next few weeks period on 5/28/21, Dr. Gupta referenced a musculoskeletal ultrasound of the left shoulder done on 5/25/21. Period. The report is read as snapping corresponds to medial subluxation of the long head of the biceps tendon, noting tendinosis with implied interstitial tear of the subscapularis tendon. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period on 6/11/21, Dr. Austin, AUSTIN, performed such an evaluation. Period. Exam found no tenderness to palpation over the shoulder. Period. She was neurovascularly intact. Period. She had normal range of motion of the cervical spine with negative Sperling's maneuver. Period. His assessment was bursitis of the left shoulder due to the COVID injection. Period. He had seen this in his practice several times. After injections placed in the bursa will cause inflammation. Period. It is true that these injections were designed to cause inflammation in the body and then put in a bursa the organ to get a bursitis. Period. It has since resolved and she is doing much better. Period. At that point, he thought the offending problem had been eliminated and he would expect her to improve over time. Period. She needed no restrictions on the shoulder, nor did she have any indications for surgery. Period. She was cleared to return to work full duty without restrictions and discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper range of motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres with tenderness but no crepitus or popping. Period. Motion of the right shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. She was non-reproducibly tender to palpation. Period. When knowingly receiving manual palpation, she complained of left shoulder tenderness throughout. Scratch that. She did not have any tenderness to palpation about the left shoulder, although stated this occurs throughout the shoulder. Period. Hands versus elbows. Finkelstein's maneuver on the left elicited shoulder tenderness that is non-physiologic but was negative on the right. Period. Shoulder maneuver, she had positive Hawkins comma, near comma, and O'Brien's maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, impressions. On 2/3/21, Margaret Gibson received her second COVID-19 vaccination in the left arm. Period. Sometime later that day, she experienced symptoms of numbness, tingling, and pain. Period. She went to the emergency room the following day. Period. She then was seen at Jefferson Occupational Health. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder were done on 2/11/21, and an MRI was done on 2/10/21, both to be inserted here. Period. She experienced some improvement with conservative treatment. Period. New paragraph. She underwent an EMG by Dr. Nod on 3/3/21, but this was entirely negative. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Gupta, who had her continue in physical therapy. Period. When explaining the results of the shoulder MRI to Ms. Gibson, she became tearful. Period. Orthopedic consultation was then performed by Dr. Austin. Period. He wrote the symptoms relative to the injection had since resolved. Period. Overall, he thought her findings were consistent with bursitis secondary to the injection. Period. He saw no indication for surgery on the shoulder from the standpoint of the partial thickness tear of the subluxing biceps. Period. Insert the usual physical examination. found motion of the left shoulder was full and ulcerous with tenderness but no crepitus. Appeared she was not tender to palpation about the left shoulder, and there were no signs of infection there. Period. She reported pain, scratch that, reported tenderness with O'Brien's comma, Hawkins comma, and near impingement maneuvers on the left, but there was no overt instability detected. Appeared she also reported left shoulder pain in a non-physiologic response to Finkelstein's maneuver at the left thumb and wrist. Period. There was full range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. At most, this case represents 2% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. The interstitial tear of the supraspinatus tendon was tiny, 6 millimeters in length, and was partial. Appeared it was located 1.6 centimeters from its insertion. Appeared there was no full-thickness rotator cuff tear seen. Appeared there was minimal distal supraspinatus tendinosis. Period. There was minimal acromiary clavicular joint osteoarthritis. Period. The long head of the bicep tendon was actually normally positioned without subluxation. Appeared there was no tendinosis, comma, tear, comma, or tenosynovitis. Period. Exam also failed to identify subacromial / subdeltoid bursitis. Period. She has been able to return to her full duty capacity with the insured. Period. She also remains active in a personal hobby involving the upper extremities. Period. End.